Yeah, roger that, Detroit. I got Frank in my book. He's right down the road. He's a good guy. He's transmitting off, believe it or not, with a little 5 to 7 watt, either a Bofang or a VTEC. I'm sitting on a 50-watt VTEC. But, yeah, if conditions are right, man, you're almost hitting Pennsylvania. We're about 35 to 40 miles east of Cleveland. Ah, there you go. I wasn't sure where Concord was at. It says a little dot here, but I wasn't sure exactly where it was. But, yeah, I mean, I'm talking on a TID radio, H8. So I was telling them that's my setup. TID radio 3 and a TID radio 8. And I think they probably maxes out around 5, 6 watts. Yeah, roger, I got two of them sitting here. You know what, I'm always on my base station, and I've got a 25 watt in my truck, but I need to start using my handhelds. I've got a VTEC Pro, and I use that a lot, but I have way too many radios, but someday I'll be able to reach out. For sitting on a H8, you're doing pretty good. Shit, that's pretty impressive. Roger that. I also want to clear up one thing. The name here is Dave, and I'm in Flushing, Michigan, so I'm hitting you off at the Flint repeater. The Flint repeater's hitting the Detroit repeater, which is getting down to Ohio. So I'm 65 miles northwest of Detroit. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, I thought, right now I'm on my Painesville repeater, and we're propagation on the Flint. I talked to a couple people up there. Got to know Jack if you're up there. It's pretty amazing. And what kind of antenna you're on? Just an H8.
The antenna here is a Nagoya. Let me see. It's the NA771 Nagoya antenna. I did go with a different antenna.
You're using a Nagoya, just antenna off the top of the radio? You're not using a magnetic base or anything like that?
Sitting here on my couch in my living room with a Nagoya antenna on a TID radio H8. Nothing fancy.
How far are you from the repeater?
It's in downtown Flint, so I would imagine probably about 16 to 20 miles, maybe, tops.
Well, you're on some flat ground, man. That's impressive. And what's it, bouncing to Flint and then bouncing to Detroit?
That's what it's got to be doing. Flint to Detroit, bouncing off that lake and over to you.
Oh, that's got to make all the ham guys upset. I was talking a couple weeks ago, and there was a guy on here, and he tried to give me the FCC Riot Act. It didn't work out in his favor, but I'm like, man, this is called propagation. Well, he tried to tell me I couldn't talk on the repeater. It's like, man, I'm on my repeater. You're not going to tell me to get off my own repeater. And I'm not doing anything shady or nothing like that. The guy was just an ass. But anyway, that's good to hear you, man. Flint, that's pretty impressive. Give me a second, I'll get your numbers, and then I'll put you in my book.
WRXX 102.
Okay, here you in there, 102. Yeah, let me get a sheet of paper. I'll get yours down here, and I can put you in my book. Because I try to keep track of everyone as well. And then hopefully sometime, I'm sure Frank will be able to get in there and give me his 2 cents in here, worth two. So the name here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. The call sign here is Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
And where are you at again? You're using a Flint repeater. I got you as Whiskey Sierra Delta Delta 439, and this is Dave. But where are you at, Dave?
Yep, the location here, or QTH, whatever you want to say, is Flushing, Michigan. And if you look at it on a map, we're about, I don't know, 6 to 8 miles west of Flint.
Roger, Dave, I know where that's at. I know Michigan pretty well. I'm from Ohio, man. We're right next door. Ohio.
Absolutely. And I think we're enemies 1 week out of the year. Football season.
Go Lions! Go Lions! You let me know when you're prepared to copy.
And paper ready to go.
Whiskey, Sierra, Charlie, Foxtrot, 297. Chardon, Ohio, C-H-A-R-D-O-N, Ohio. And I'm Eric. You got that, Dave?
Absolutely. WSCF 297, Eric and Chardon, Ohio. Absolutely. Yeah, so I'll let Frank know that I talked to you, that he can probably get in here too as well. And I think the rainstorm that's coming through, it seems to really get going when we have little storms come through.
Roger. Dave, is Frank WRWP 516?
No. This guy is Frank, and his call sign is WRKJ, Whiskey Roger Kilo, whatever J would be, 298. And he's in Concord Township, Ohio.
Oh, Roger, I was thinking of someone else. Sorry about that. That was my brain fart. Yeah, I've got him here. I was looking Detroit. There's a... Man, my book, I have more people in Detroit than the people down the road. There's not a whole lot of people. There's another Mike, is WSBV 238 out of Concord. He's about a mile down the road.
Yeah, the guy that I also talked to in Lorraine, his name is Dan. His call sign is Whiskey Sugar Bravo Quebec 816, if I got it right, in Lorraine, Ohio.
Yeah, Roger that. I got him in my book. I got as far as Manawak Bay up there, and That's a little farther than you. I couldn't believe that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're hitting me right now, as strong as you are, if Bob was on right now in Sheboygan Township, that's up near the tip of the mitt, and his call is WRZP544. If he was in there right now, I'm sure you'd be able to get to him right, you know, very easy. I'm here.
Yeah, we're kind of special over here. We got this lake. Yeah, I was talking to a guy. He was going over the bridge to Canada up there, way up there. I'm up there in the mitt. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Come on, Eric. Bob is in there. Go ahead, Bob.
Gentlemen, for identification purposes, WRZP544. Yep, all good copy, loud and clear, great modulation. Back to you, sir.
Five four zero. This is WFCF 297. Chardon, I got you.
Tip of the mitt here in Sheboygan County, sir. I'm 25 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. That's good traffic.
Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. Thank you. That the RCP 544 clear on your final, and we'll be monitoring the frequency, gentlemen.
Yeah, last calling station. I'm about 45 miles west of the Erie, Pennsylvania line. Chardon, Ohio. I'm in Hamden, but Chardon, Ohio.
So just like that, Eric, you added about 250 to 300 miles onto me further north when you talked about.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, I think we just stepped on them. I'm staying clear. Go ahead, last calling station.
Bob.
WIRFS 102.
Go ahead, 102 station.
I was sitting here listening to all three of you guys. I'm 12 miles out of Detroit. I can hear all three of you just fine. I'm sitting on a power train. Kind of handheld.
There you go. Conditions are right. I was just telling you, Eric. By getting Bob there, you've just added like 250 to 300 miles north of me by getting Bob in there. Okay, I think there might be some other people in there who might want to talk to Chardon, Ohio. So I'm going to back out of here. WSDB 439, I'll be sitting on the side.
WRXX 102 at Chardon, Ohio. I can hear you in here just like the locals. I'm 12 miles out of Detroit.
Last calling station, this WSCF 297. Yeah, I just caught you. It's going to be in and out because of this weather, but I'm listening. I had to run outside away from the mic. 139, you still there? Go ahead. Rogers, 297 down in Ohio. Hey, no, I didn't. I caught the end of that transmission. It was a guy up there in by Matawak.
Yeah, the only thing I said is by catching Bob in there, you added about 250 to 300 miles on top of what you already were talking when you went to him. He's that much further north than I am in Michigan. He's right up there near the top.
Yeah, roger that, Dave. Yeah, I caught all that, and I heard him calling me, and I was out the back door with a 200-pound master trying to get her to go out and go use the bathroom.
It's hard to argue with a 200-pound dog.
She's harmless. No, he was sending me traffic, and I caught the tail end, and he was a lot of broken and distortion on it. But I heard him trying to call me. I heard my call sign, and I came back in.
Hear you loud and clear up here, sir.
Is this Bob I'm talking to up there?
Roger that, WRZP 544, tip of the mitt, Sheboygan County, sir.
Well, I'm not a sir, I was a non-commissioned officer. Can you sound out your call sign real quick, a little slower? You're coming a little broken.
WRZP 544, how copy, over.
Roger that, I copy W, Whiskey, Romeo, Zulu, Tango, 544.
It is. W, Whiskey, Romeo, Zulu, Papa, 544.
Okay, let's try this again. I got Whiskey, Romeo, Papa, Tango, 544.
WRZP. Whiskey, Romeo, Zulu, Paul.
Roger that. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the 10-5, gentlemen. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
544, what's your location again? You already said it like three times.
That's all right. I don't mind. I'm at the very tip of Michigan here in Sheboygan County. How copy, over.
Roger. I got you. You and Charlie, you're good.
Good evening. Pleasure making the contact. Enjoy your morning. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency, gentlemen.
Roger, WSCF 297, you have a good night, man.
WRXX 102, all them rails are doing a fine job. And good afternoon to you, Bob, up there in Sheboygan.
Morning to you as well, sir. WRZP 544.
Hey, Bob, I tried friend requesting on Facebook, man, but it's not open for request. So I left you a note. You can try looking me up.
Roger that. I'll check it out. I'm currently out shooting pictures of the stars this evening. When I get back to the home 20, I'll take a look, buddy.
All right, Bob, we'll let you go, man. This is Scott again over in Roseville. No doubt you had yourself a good night, and everybody else is back out monitoring.
You too, Chad. Best to you and yours. Take care. We'll do it again. WRZP 544.
WSCL 297. Hey, Michigan, you guys going to keep all that snow up there this year? You guys going to be able to ride sleds or what? Because we don't want it down here. I don't want it. Exactly. If this is global warming, we deserve it. We've had a beautiful summer, so we'll probably get nailed during the wintertime.
Yeah, I'm out in the woods a lot down here. It's all hardwoods. We got tons and tons of buckeyes and acorns and pine cones falling. That's usually a good sign that it's going to be a cold one.
Hope you're wrong. I can do without cold.
Well, I got you, brother. I was in the 10th Mountain Division, man. I had to live in that stuff. And, I grew up here in northern Ohio, right on a lake, and lake effect snow. I'm pretty much done with it.
Well,
you guys, you guys are just, I don't know how you do it.
For the most part, I definitely would be moving out of here, but, I mean, the spring, summer, fall are perfect around here, and I guess I'm just going to have to put up with some winter.
Hi, Roger, same here. It's where I grew up, but, I live in the snow belt, and we usually would get pretty hammered, and I think for the past 6 years, I plowed my driveway twice, where there was 10 years ago, I was plowing 3 times a day.
Yeah, we had a bad one about 4 years ago. I mean, it was stacked high, and you had to watch it going out of your driveway so you could make sure you didn't smack anyone in the street. But since then, it's been sort of mild, and I had to use the snowblower, like you said, a couple times, and that was it. And I don't mind.
Yeah, it's been pretty mild here for about 4 or 5 years, and I tell you what, it's been nailing buffalo. Buffalo's been getting hammered. We'd have maybe a dusting here, and then 100 people would be running sleds right down 90 all the way up to Buffalo, like 125 miles, and they'd have to shut it down.
Yeah, they're used to it. They can have it.
I think I'm just getting soft in my old age of 54. I remember the blizzard of 78 and 77 when I had to walk uphill, downhill to school.
55, retired Army, Korea's cold.
You're Roger that, brother. I'm retired Army too, and I've been there. Camp Casey, Manchu!
Humphreys 80 to 85, 146 MID.
Levin Bravo.
Kilo 35 Romeo 76 Golf. All aircraft maintenance, steel, flight crew, yada yada yada. And Grafen Deer 30 full too now.
A man after my own heart, Grafen Deer Hohenfeld. I did that too. I did 9 years over in Germany.
About the same there in Wiesbaden, Mainz, Castell, Frankfurt, and Stuttgart. Glad to meet you, brother.
Yeah, we definitely did some ground up there. I was in infantry up there. I was in, 48 infantry down in Mannheim the first time. Then I went to 118 infantry, 1st Infantry Division over there in, Schweinfurt, Germany. And I spent my days in Graf doing gunnery and then going to Hohenfeld for times a year. Then you go to Bielefeld and get some of that good beer.
Oh, yeah. Up at 121 at the hospital. Yep. I loved the hell out of Frankfurt and Stuttgart, and enjoyed playing up in Bethes Gardens as well. And of course, I traveled. I traveled all throughout Europe. I was there.
Yeah, Roger. I had a bond card. Come Friday, I got off work. I was on the train. I had a girlfriend down there, and Innsbruck, Austria. I used to go every weekend.
That. The first 6 years of my life, the old man got stationed at the Navy. He was a radioman stationed at the embassy in Paris, France. And we traveled extensively. We're talking 1959 until I was 6 years old. And then I got to go visit all them places as an adult, too, as well. So, yeah, all the beaches, Normandy, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, all the way into Berlin. Yeah, good times, brother.
Yeah, I've done all that too. Yeah, I actually climbed to the Eagle's Nest in the middle of wintertime because we went down there and it was closed because of the snow, and we took ice axes and climbed to the top and sat on the roof of it. I got a picture of it.
On, originally 101st Airborne. I got my Edelweiss. I climbed in the Alps as well. We'll do it again. We'll catch up, and I'll definitely take a look at their Facebook. Enjoy your evening, brother. Again, a pleasure. Enjoy your retirement. WRGP 544 clear on your final.
544, yeah, I got my Edelweiss too, man. Guten Abend. You have a good night, man. Cheers.
Alles klar, guten Abend, and tschüss, wie geht's, wie sehen Sie morgen?
Yeah, it is morgen, eh? Okay. Guten Morgen. Tschüss. WRXX 102. I'd like to say goodnight to everybody, and I just find it amazing how far these radios go on 1.5 watts.
102-297, you have a good night, man. WRXX 297, Chardon, Ohio.
Yes, sir. We have Bruce here, and you there in there earlier. Yep. I can't believe how far these radios go, man. My God.
Yeah, if you've got a good repeater and the weather's right, it'll go a long way.
Boynton County, Bob. Tip it from there. Next you can.
I'm right in the middle between the both of you over there in Ohio. Sheboygan Bob up there, yep, we're down here right in the middle. You guys are, that's amazing, man. 1 watt, 1.5 watt.
Jordan,
what are you using? 1 watt, wow. Do they even make a 1 watt radio?
My meter's saying 1.63.
What radio are you using?
One of them $35 Baofengs. Oh, it's saying 3 watts, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you can get a little better, get a better antenna, but no, you're good. You're good to go, brother. Get yourself a better antenna, you probably push a little more.
It's
8 element Jaggy. You get a good repeater, man. It's amazing how far these things will go. I'm pushing 50 watts.
Sydney, Australia, coming here the other day. You know, yeah, I couldn't believe that one. It might have been 2 meter though, too. I don't remember. 102 in the back out.
Yeah, sometimes they'll bleed over. From Detroit was bleeding through that too.
That's pretty funny because on my TV I gotta use 800 watts to pass like 20 miles and there's a big old set of beams up there.
Yeah, I get it, man. I got a couple of friends with CBs, and they're pushing a long ways, like Louisiana and stuff like that. But I'm not saying it's legal, but the thing is, I mean, they can't do the GMRS. Well, you can on the truck, you know, but you have to be jumping the ship every 5 minutes and reprogramming tones.
Yeah, when the skip gets rolling, I get Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Scotland, and I start swinging the beams around. But yeah, just when that skip's rolling, but this is amazing. I didn't turn that TV on since I got this thing.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a CB too to add home to the home station. Yeah, I just don't know enough about it, you know. I'm old enough, I should know enough about it, but, you know, that's just, I'm just getting through all this, so, I mean, a little bit at a time.
If it's an interest, it's an interest, but I think it'd be kind of backwards, you know, at this state. That's kind of getting outdated nowadays, you know. bad enough I got like 14 of these handhelds, and I got pretty much every handheld ever made in the past 4 years. I don't want to jump into CV or AM, because then that's another wormhole I got to go down.
Yes, exactly. The top of my house looks like a radio station. I got a set of beams up there that's almost 70 feet to air.
Last caller fishing, yeah, I'm about 45 feet off the ground, and I'm also sitting at 1,200 feet in elevation, so I'm hitting pretty good. There's a lot of controversy about GMRS, but you know what the biggest controversy I hear is the ham operators getting mad at GMRS guys because we can talk this far. They think we shouldn't be able to talk this far because they took a test. I can take a test too, but I'll tell you what, it didn't cost me as much money as it cost you.
And again, there's ham operators, etc., the backbone, their time and their money. So I personally, for one, am appreciative to be able to have the network as a veteran and handicapped veteran to boot. So it's all good, yeah. I've been collecting videos for many years. Quite the chat there, but don't go down that hole, brother.
Well, I've got them. I just haven't set them up. I've got a couple old-school 70s CB radios, and I got a couple amplifiers for them. And I have a couple ham radios, but no, I just don't need it yet.
I carried many black boxes around with me around the world. They're collecting them here and there. I served over in the Far East. It was less to be able to go to the factory. I didn't get back into it until I retired in 2007. Bought a nice country home up here in Sheboygan County. Got the tower up and got the beams up. It's great for a wintertime hobby. I can go out and spend time in the rain.
Yeah, roger that. I was an RTO in the Army for a couple, too many times, you know, and I grew up with the Brick 77, the Vincent and all that, and I went to the, you know, Stingars and the rest of them with the ANCDs and all that. I've talked around the world with them, so, but it's a little easier doing it that way, but I have it. If I need it, I'll plug it in.
Roger that. It's that old adage. It's better to have it than not need it, than need it than not have it. So I concur. Much like yourself, I was sitting in revetments and aircraft on the HF race and talked around the world legally there in the Army. But been a free bander most of my life. But like I said, great winter hobby up here in North. Of course, we're still fishing, we still hunt up here. So it's all good, brother.
got to have something to do up there besides split firewood, shovel snow, try to survive. Yeah, I get you, brother. I was up in State New York in 10th Mountain Division where it was minus butt-ass cold every day and 40 inches of snow, so I get it, man. Cabin fever sets in. I get you. Same way there, down here in Ohio, man. Sit at home and listen to the radio. Once it gets cold, I can reach all the way up to Syracuse.
Roger that. We bounced our signal out there. Not bragging, just telling you the truth there. Communication's nuts since the early 60s. The old man was a radioman in the Navy, so it came naturally, you know, electronics. And that was my main brain, navigation, communication, avionics. Did spend my first 4 years for Campbell, Kentucky, getting my combat arms, 13 Bravo artillery, and then 13 Fox forward observer, and went airborne.
Yeah, roger that. I didn't go in until 1990, so you're a little before me, but yeah, same stuff.
FSBB. I'm currently on an SP in the living room, touching around on the computer, designing the greenhouse. EMRS, a league of extraordinary gentlemen, definitely a step above 11 meters. And like I said, it's nice to be able to reach out and touch someone and have the capabilities to communicate.
WSCF 297, I'm sitting here listening. I got about 20 more minutes and I'm going to have to hit the rack.
Seven, much the same here, WRZT 544. Location there, sir.
Bob, I thought you were going out a long time ago.
WSTD 439, calling it a night. See you in about 9 hours. Good night, all.
439-297, you have a good night, man. Good talk. I'll talk to you in the next go-around.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Michigan. We're monitoring the frequency.
934.
UV-820, 75 southbound, the ramp from 94 westbound, vehicle spun sideways in the on-ramp.
WRBY 660 mobile.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
WRC 224, happy Friday everybody.
WRPV 448, happy Friday as well. Go ahead, previous caller.
Yeah, I heard some other stations too, but maybe they were just from the van opening.
Quite possibly everybody's coffee timer was set for the same time too as well. It's nice to hear people out listening this early in the morning. Over.
Yep, I'm just heading off to work. Are you the station from Mortonville?
No, I'm right in between Ortonville and Holly. I work in Ortonville. I'm right next to the Holly State Rec area, across the street from Mount Holly. Over.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard you this morning when I was on the way to work, but I wasn't able to get on the radio. The traffic looks pretty heavy. Going through that construction zone on 75. Yesterday I was in Flint, not today. I'm working down in the center line by Warren.
Yeah, copy that. That wouldn't have been me you heard this morning. But anyway, my name is Kurt. I'm Groveland Township. I'm a base station, obviously coming through the Flint repeater. You are probably as well, I assume. Over.
Mount Clemens right now. No, it was yesterday that I heard you, I think you said you you had some surgery and you're out of work for 3 days.
You had to have the surgery, that, yeah, wouldn't have been me this morning, though. I just now got on the air, over.
Yeah, no, it was yesterday. You were talking to Bob from Sheboygan there for a minute.
Yes, that would be accurate. Harry made the comment about having that T-shirt already, and that brought a little bit of a smile to my face. But yes, that would have been me yesterday. Over. This is station 448. Did I lose you?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm here. I had a phone call.
No worries. Well, again, my name is Kurt. I will let you get back to your commute this morning. Very much a pleasure to speak with you. Yeah, the one question I had was, how am I reading? Over.
You're pretty solid into the repeater. If you're in Flint, that's right about the line where I get start to lose it, right where you're at, so you're doing pretty good.
Good to know. I had to move my antenna wire yesterday for winter time. I'll let you get back to your commute. Hope to speak with you again very, very soon. This is WRPB 448, clear on your final.
WRPB 488, all right, gotcha. This WRCU 64, name is Ray, and the home is Waterford, so yeah, I'll be around maybe this weekend. It's hard for me to get on the weekend, I just have the handheld radio, so it's hard for me to get into the repeaters from where I'm at, but yeah, I'll have it on. WRCU 224.
Have a good day. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring.
WRUU 850.
WRPB 448. Go ahead, 850.
Well, good morning. Just bopping along on my way to work here. Figured I'd stir up the electrons.
Well, this is Kurt from Groveland Township, operating out of a base station near Mount Holly. Over.
Hi, Kurt. I think I heard you the other day. So you have a very good signal into the Flint, I presume, would be where you'd be. And radio sounds good. It's the area right there where, you know, one side of the hill you got Flint, the other side you got Mount Clemens. We need, I'd like to get a little filler in that area, but with all the hubbub going on, I think growth is not in the cards. So, anyhow, name here is Sean, and again, it's WRUU 850.
Yeah, hello, Sean. I believe we've spoken before, possibly. Your 850 sounds awfully familiar for some reason. I don't have my sheet near me at the moment. But it's a pleasure to speak with you this morning. Over.
Yeah, probably. I tend to get out here and throw my call out every, you know, on the drive-in and on the drive home, and occasionally I'll bop in there in the evening, but so I'm sure at some point. But I'm down here in Sterling Heights, and I'm working the Mount Clemens repeater. And if it wasn't us talking, it could be if you've been to mygmrs.com. I kind of maintain the web presence for a lot of these repeaters. They're not mine, but I, you know, I do the entries on them and what, like, you know, and whatnot. So I so it looks like it says, you know, it'll say WRU 850 owner, you know, and when in fact if you read the details, it'll actually tell you who the owner of the repeater is. That's something I'd like them to correct. You know, they should have a, you know, web admin, because, you know, when the, you know, the owner ought to be able to change the name of owner to you know, web admin or something like that, and then have a separate entry for owner. But I digress. That could be where you've seen the call.
Can't say I'm on that site a lot. I am friends with the guy that is trying to get an Ortonville repeater up and running. I know that he's on that map somewhere, even though his station isn't transmitting or receiving. So he's working on it. Over.
Yeah, I've seen a couple out that way, Pontiac, Waterford, Ortonville, and stuff like that. They show up on the map, but I've not seen any hide nor hair of them. So, you know, I don't know what the story is there. I can just tell you, you know, Detroit, the two Detroit machines and the Mount Clemens machine. I can pretty much tell you the status of those at any given time, and then probably got a pretty good inkling of the rest of the ones affiliated with MIA. But even though I don't travel in there. Footprints, but the other ones, I don't hear them, and I don't, you know, work them or anything like that, so I really couldn't tell you.
I looked up the Waterford one on Google Earth, and it looked like the back of somebody's house with a bunch of trees around it. I don't know how good that one works. Haven't tried to log into it. Since I've been doing this for a couple months now, I've just been on the Flint machine. It covers the areas I need, especially when the wife is traveling about.
Break. Well, don't break it too bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, WRQD 224. Waterford is mine, and it is a backyard repeater, so it doesn't have very good coverage, only 10 miles or less.
Well, there you go, Kurt, right from the horse's mouth.
Wow, thank you for the information. This is Kurt from Groveland Township, WRPB 448. Again, greatly appreciated.
No problem. Yeah, I talked to you earlier. Good morning, Sean. I'll let you guys go at it. I'm just about to work. WRQB 224. Pick it up, Sean.
Hey, okay. Yep. Hey, hi. Talked to you the other day. Just on my way to work as well. I got about a mile to go here, but I'll probably stop and get a coffee. Ah, the commute.
All right, gentlemen, well, it's a pleasure speaking with you both this morning. I'm going to go ahead and go refill my coffee. This is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Clear on your final.
All right, guys, take care. Gonna be to work here in a minute myself. WRUU 850. WRCY 565. WRUU 850.
RZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are traveling.
WRXX 102. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning from Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
Good morning to you, Bob. How did the stars look last night?
Really beautiful until it all clouded up. Started to rain, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, down here in the city, like I said the other day, we don't see that too much anymore.
See that? There's an elk viewing spot out off of what is it? Tim Bridge Road there in the Pigeon River. I usually head out to there, not too far from the house. It's all complete darkness, so quite the vantage point.
You know, Bob, it's been many years, but I think my father used to hunt up that way, right there by that Pigeon River.
Popular place to hunt, although I have seen a decline since I've been up here, and I retired here in 2010. Not as many folks come up to hunt up in the Pigeon River anymore, but we have our share of hunters come up. There's no doubt about that, Roger.
Oh, this would have been in the late 70s, 80s, you know, back when we were living up there.
Do that. I have plenty of game up here, that's for sure.
All right, Bob, this is Scott up over here in Roseville, 102. I was just walking by the radio, thought I'd say good morning to you.
Scott, yep. Enjoy the rest of your day there, and be safe. WRZP 544, we'll do it again.
WRXX 102, and we're clear. Take care, Bob. 102, radio check.
Radio check, you are full quieting into the system. WIBC 258.
WRXX 102, and thank you, and have a great day.
Happy Friday, everybody. WRCY 565 finally decided to turn on the radio this morning. It's been a long morning. Everybody have a great day, great weekend. See some people at breakfast tomorrow morning. Take care. WRCY 565.
WSAG 266 mobile.
WRCY 565 from WRUU 850.
Good morning, 850, 565 here, go ahead.
There you are. I just was wondering, I haven't heard you in a while, so I was wondering if everything was okay.
Yeah, I'm okay, everything's fine. I've been sleeping in a lot. I didn't wake up this morning until after 7. And I've got annual paperwork here to do because my apartment is state subsidized. I have paperwork. And I had to get some medical paperwork put together because of my eye surgery this year. So I was down in the computer lab. And I just got on the air maybe about a half hour, 45 minutes ago. So, but no, everything's good. I appreciate you checking in on me. You know, I much appreciate it. I'm still probably about maybe a week away or so from getting my new call sign in place. It's still pending. It's listed as a pending application on the FCC site.
Okay. I just called you a couple times over on the other one and a couple times here and didn't hear nothing, so I figured I'd check. So, all right, I just arrived at my next location. I will catch you in a bit. WRUU850.
Copy. I'll be on this side of the fence today. I didn't pull the other one off the charger, and I got a selection here, and try to rotate them out. So I'll be on this one throughout the day. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you. If not today, we'll see you tomorrow morning at breakfast. WRCY 565. We are clear of the channel. Have a great day.
WRVJ 258, portable, Indian River, Michigan. Listening.
I don't know the GMRS call signs all that well, but I recognize those tones. Jim?
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I heard you on there with the other station earlier, and was kind of hoping you might still be listening.
Yeah, I jumped out at the Xfinity store to complain about my bill and threaten to leave and all that good stuff. I walked in and the place was packed. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that. Turned right around, walked back out. So here I am, back in the car. Anyhow, Indian River, eh? Well, there you go, on the Sheboygan.
Well, if you say so, I thought it was Traverse City, but it's something up here. Everything's pretty close together up this way.
Well, if you're talking back down to here to me, then you're on the 675, which is Sheboygan. And and you're in its footprint. It's a monster. But very good. Camping, I assume, right?
Yes, sir. 675 it is, and just happens, I'm sure by design, that it is the same PL and, of course, offset as the Macomb, so that's convenient. And yeah, camping with my two older brothers and a sister-in-law. One brother and sister-in-law are in a cabin, and my oldest brother and myself are in my RV. He's getting ready to go off and play another round of golf, even though it's kind of cold and bleak up here. He's going to get another round in, and I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I'll figure something out. Been here since Tuesday, heading home Sunday.
All right, well, sounding good. You're in the machine rock solid and all that good stuff, so. It's, I wouldn't say it's cold down here. It's like 70, 69, it says on my thermometer on the car, but it is bleak. It was rained a bit, and very overcast and cloudy, so don't know if we're expecting any more rain. Well, enjoy. Sounds like fun. I'd like to do some more camping. My wife is never a fan. She said that it's more work for her. Vacation to her is go somewhere and let somebody else do all the work. Camping, I have to do all the work, and I have to do more, she said. So she never tried to say that that's not the case, but never could get her to warm up to it. So coincidentally, we weren't unfortunately, we weren't a camping family. I wish it were different.
Yeah, growing up, it was the same way with my mom. She had no interest in anything rustic at all. And my dad just loved it, hiking and camping and campfires and, you know, all that. And having three sons, you know. But she came on a couple of camping excursions, but you can imagine what that was like. It was complaints all the way. And I, you know, three kids and a husband to have to feed. You know, she was, you know, no, this is too much like slave labor. You guys go do your own thing. I'll stay home and keep the home fires burning. Yeah, so what are you going to do? Said, all right, well, I guess that's how it's going to be. All right, well, we're going to have our little brunch here. So I'll catch up with you again, Sean. Thanks for the comeback, and we'll catch up again soon. I'll give you a full report. WRVJ258.
All right, Jim, good timing because I'm about a mile away from my next stop, so I'm not going to be terribly long for this. And again, have fun. I'm sure you are. Catch you later. WRUU850.
To Mobile, Flint Township. WSAG-266 Mobile.
WRZR 328, WRZR 325. Sorry, WRVJ 258, WRVJ 258, this is WRZR 327, to your copy.
Here's 258, go.
Well, I'm on my way. I'm on two, I parked the first hole, I hit the green on the second hole, so I got a birdie putt. Just thought I'd let you know I'm going, and I'll probably be about 3.5 hours or so, and I'll be back your way. I'll give you a shot a little later.
Okay, very good. Andy and Suzanne are over here in the coach right now, and we're kind of making a plan of something to keep us busy. We're thinking about maybe we're going to first go in search of firewood. On the way, we'll probably find our way out into Sheboygan and just see what there is to see along the way, turn around and come back. We're not making any real big ironclad plan or anything. We're just going to kind of meander around. But do me a favor. We will possibly come across a grocery or something like that. Do you want me to get anything? I know I wanted half and half. Do you need anything else?
Yeah, if you can get a small bag of dark roast ground coffee.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also going to see if I can't find, if at all possible, those little fly ribbons, those little spiral things, because we are really overrun with the fruit flies here now.
Hey, Dave, Roger. Yeah, any hardware store should have those.
Okay, we'll see what we can find. All right, enjoy your ride. Oh, is it windy or cold or where you are?
Yeah, it's a bit nippy. I hit some balls on the range, so I'm nice and warm, but it's windy. It's about 10-mile-an-hour wind where I am right now.
Okay, well, you planned for it, so... should be okay. All right. Well, we're going to be mostly, I think, within repeater range here for our running around. So just keep your radio on you, and we'll listen for you if you need anything. Have a good round, WRVJ 258.
Okay, Roger 258. I got a birdie putt here, so I'll see if I can sink that, and I'll check in with you later, make sure you got that stuff. If not, I'll pick it up on the way. This is WRZ 327, clear.
WRVJ 258. This is WQVL 833. You're sounding good down here in Sterling Heights, Jim.
Oh, you're going to have to remind me. This is WRVJ 258 in Indian River, Michigan.
Yeah, the name's Dave, KC8IAQ.
Yeah, I thought that might have been you, Dave, but I didn't want to jump to any conclusion. How goes it?
Everything's great down here. We had a little rain overnight, but kind of needed it. It's been a few days. But I've been kind of monitoring your travels, listening in the background. I just wanted to pass a shout up your way. Sounds like fun, Jim. All right, I'll let you get back to it. I know you're busy. You take it easy, and We'll catch you again. This is WQVL 833.
Super good, Dave. Well, thanks for staying hot. And yeah, we have rain here too. It's quite cool right now. We're about 55 degrees, and we're not expected to get any warmer. Tonight probably going to go down to the low 40s. We're done with the rain, but we had pretty good rain overnight last night, and it's not supposed to get a whole lot warmer tomorrow either. Maybe low 60s if we're lucky, and again, probably low 40s for overnight. So we're going to go in search of some firewood here and see if we can build a good enough fire tonight to be outside. Luckily we did plan and brought the warm clothing. So, all right, pass my regards along to Mary, and hopefully we catch up again soon. As we say on Ham Radio 73, WRVJ 258.
This is WRZR 327, just tied the second home. Just thought I'd let you know, WRVJ 257, this is WRZR 327, clear.
The fiend for that, WRVJ 258.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPS 211, Sheboygan County, Bob, you got your ears on?
WRZP 544, good morning, sir. Well, no, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well. Are you still traveling or are you back now?
We are back here at the LZ, safe and sound there, Roger, and back to your home 20.
Roger, Roger. Question for you. Up the Tawas way, is there a repeater up that way that connects into the MI-8s?
Not into the MI-8 system. There isn't, unfortunately, just here in Sheboygan, the MI-8 repeater on 675.
All right, Roger that. I'll probably have to go on my GMRS and see what's up that way, and probably heading up there this weekend, probably the next few hours or so.
Roger that. I've hit the Sheboygan repeater from Gaylord. Now that's with a 50-watt mobile. There are two independent repeaters up here. There's Sheboygan on 650 with a PL tone of 100. It's a local repeater.
And then we also have the Petoskey repeater, which is an independent repeater, which is on 625. Broad coverage on both the Sheboygan and Petoskey repeaters, but they're, again, they're independent of the MIH system.
Yeah, Roger. See if I can connect to some of that stuff when I get up that way. Not sure what type of success I'll have. Might be able to hear, but I'm not quite sure I'll be able to run through it.
Roger that. Get up this way. TL tones are 100 for the Chesapeake Independent Repeater, and then the Petoskey is 141.3. Yep, give me a holler when you're up here. Sheboygan MI-8 repeater's got a wide footprint on it, so I suspect you'll be able to transmit again once you get back up into the Gaylord area, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Appreciate that, Bob. I'll try to reach out to you once I get up that way. WLPS 211.
Hi, brother. Drive safely. Current weather conditions are partly cloudy. Currently, we're looking at 54 degrees and pretty much done with the rain for the most part. So we'll keep an ear out for you. Travel safe, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob Clear on your final.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822.
Read you loud and clear here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZP 544.
All right, 544, thanks for coming back. I was checking out this new radio program. Not sure if I have the new radio program right now. I'll have to work on that. How is your day going?
So far, so good. Any better, it'd probably be illegal. Living a dream in Sheboygan County, Roger. And you're coming in good. You must be on a handheld there, moving around a little bit. You got a little bit popcorn, but you are definitely in the repeaters and sounding good.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. Yeah, I am on a handheld, and I got a second handheld here. I was trying to get working. And I am here in Ferndale, Michigan, on a quick break with testing me out there while my HF ray cooled down some because it got pretty toasty running FTA earlier. Back over to you.
Do that, sir. Keep doing what you're doing there. Happy to help where we can. Enjoy the rest of your day, and you and yours be safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
All right, well, thanks for the report, sir, and you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will catch you down the log with the Sierra Echo Hotel 822. We'll be here.
WRODT78. Did I just hear somebody on the on 675?
This is 50 Care Echo 2. I am listening to the 675 so I was on the 675.
Well, if I'm getting into the repeater, I can copy it. It's a little bit sketchy. Probably is from my end too.
Okay, it very well could be from my end as well, as I have walked inside my house. And inside the signal is a little choppier. I just moved outside. How is that? That cleared up?
I can tell. It sounds like you're moving around. I can definitely tell when, because it does clear it up a little bit. Where is this repeater?
I am not certain where it is located. I am newer to GMRS, so I am not sure where the repeaters are located at. I am located in Ferndale, Michigan.
WROD 278, stand by one, okay?
Roger, put you there at the hotel, 822, standing by.
WROD 278, I'm back, if you can hear me.
Roger, I can't hear you. You are back. Echo Hotel, please.
Alright, well, I'm heading westbound on Route 2 right now, so I don't know how long you're going to be able to hear me, so... I am at mile marker, let's see, 319 on Route 2 heading west right now toward Escanaba. So if you can still hear me, great. If not, 73 and have a great day. This is WROD 278. I'll be clear for now.
278, you were making it full quieting there in, here. I do got to get back into work. I was kind of quick for this and was testing out new radios. Looks like I need to work on that new one. 50 Sierra Echo Hotel, 822.
WRVJ258, WRVJ258, here is WRZR327, do you copy?
WRVJ327, here is 258 Mobile. WRZR327, here is WRVJ258 Mobile.
WRVJ258, WRVJ258, this is WRZR327, do you copy?
WRVJ327, this is 258 Mobile.
Roger that, Mobile. I've made the turn. I'm on 11. And hoping to get through probably another 45 minutes to an hour or so. Pretty much have the course to myself. I caught up to the group in front of me, and they're not the same group that was on the front. So it's a foursome. But I'm moving along pretty good, so I will check with you when I get done.
All right, we are mobile heading towards Sheboygan along US 27, North Straits Highway, and we're heading into Sheboygan just to do it. We already got our firewood and delivered it to the campsite, so we should have a big old fire tonight. You'll need, if you get there before we do, look in the usual place for the key.
WRGR 327. Yes, okay, I believe I do know that one, and will do. Try to stay in touch with you once I get finished. Y'all going to get half and half and coffee too. Just wanted to be good to have. WRZR 327 clear.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. So you don't have to worry about it. Enjoy the rest of the round, and we'll catch up soon. WRVJ 258 Mobile, Sheboygan, Michigan.
WSCM 934, monitoring.
Charlie Zebra 810.
WRWB644 listening.
Hey, this is WSEM934. You got a copy?
934-644 listening.
Yeah, I must be on the edge of the service area. Having a hard time making it out. Just picked up a new radio and a new antenna and trying to figure out how far I can get out with this guy.
Eureka and Hazel Park with that new radio and antenna. WSPH-380.
Well, I guess maybe I should have picked a better radio and a bigger, better antenna.
WSTH-380, and in light.
WRQC-270 testing.
WSAX-712 on air and monitoring.
WRQC-270, just got a new radio.
Loud and proud, loud and proud here in northern Michigan, Sheboygan County, WRZP-544.
All right, I am down in Flint.
The trip just fine. Great modulation. Seem to be hitting the repeater. Enjoy your day and be safe out there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
All right, thanks for the comeback. WRQC 270.
WSCX-313, mobile.
WSTH380, monitoring.
WSTX313, clear.
WRZR327, WRVJ258 mobile. WRVJ258 calling.
WSCI-73 to station 392, copy. WSCI-73 to station 392, do you copy? WSCI-73, monitoring.
WRZR327, WRVJ258 mobile.
WRVJ258, RVJ258, WRZR327, do you copy?
This is 258.
Yeah, 258. Just finished the round. Had a great time, great round. About ready to navigate my... So still sitting in the parking lot, but heading my way, heading that way very soon.
We are just pulling on to the resort property now, and we're gonna head to the site. So we'll be there before you, and we'll catch up when you get back.
Wow, perfect timing. Okay, that's great. Yep, anticipating seeing you in about 5 to 10, maybe about 10 minutes. W327, clear.
WRZR327, this is WRVJ258 out.
WRZR327, clear.
SKS 386 mobile.
WRBY 660 mobile.
Six six zero. Happy Friday. This is WRWR 357.
Is that Randy?
It is, my man. Long time, no talk.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. Just been a little busy, put the radios down for a bit, and decided to get back on the air because I'm actually out of the house now, which is a nice change. So, how you been? How's everything going?
I've been great. Not a whole lot different. I hadn't been on the radio as much either just because during the summer I just don't tend to turn it on as much because I'm outside, but... How about you? How about you? I know you had a kid recently. How's everything going there?
Yep, I hear you there. I'm the opposite of a fair weather radio guy. When it's cold out, that's when I like to be on the air. When there's, you know, I can't go outside and do other things. But yeah, in January we had our third, so I've had my hands pretty full. But now he's almost, he'll be 8 months this month, so he's getting to that point where, like, you know, you can give him some puffs and he can crawl around and sit up on his own and kind of exist without needing mom and dad. So, got a couple more seconds to breathe.
Oh, yeah. Once they hit that crawling and standing up and walking stage, it's a whole different ballgame.
They don't want or need your help anymore, but then you got to pay attention to where they're at because they're getting into everything.
What else has been going on? You're still getting, what was the last time I talked to you, duck hunting or something? You're getting out on the lake to do some duck hunting?
Right around the corner, early goose started September 1st, and so did early teal, but it's been so nasty and bug-infested-y that I don't want to go outside when it's at, you know, dew in the morning, mosquitoes and all that, so we're kind of just sitting tight waiting until the season opener in October. But, yeah, that's about it, man. Just been working. Wife and I decided to buy a new house. We just recently moved, so I've had a lot of stuff going on, but... Now we're back in a rhythm, a routine, and I was like, you know what, I need to get back on the air. I haven't talked to some people that I really enjoy talking to in a long time, so here I am, back on the air, WRBY 660.
So did you move to a different city or just a bigger house?
A little bit of both. We moved from Armada to Elmont, and then... funny thing is the house is only 100 square feet bigger than the last one, but it feels gigantic because it's a ranch and not a bungalow.
Okay, yeah, I like Almond. It's a nice little town. I haven't been there in a bit. Usually the farthest north I go in that direction is Romeo.
Couldn't tell if we had a break in there or not. Yeah, I grew up in Romeo. It's a nice little area, but we just kind of wanted to get a little bit further north. Things are progressively getting more and more congested down here, so we're like, you know what, let's go move north now, and then hopefully in 10, 15 years the house is worth way more money, and then rinse and repeat.
Yeah, Romeo's got to be one of the fastest growing, like, little towns in the area. I'm always amazed every time I pass through there, the new subdivisions. I mean, I was just in that new high school a couple of days ago. I think it's like, things massive.
So I graduated from Romeo in 2011, and just from then till now, it's crazy seeing how much it's changed. When we were at house shop, when we were on Zillow, we kept seeing these houses pop up in downtown Romeo from like the 1800s. They're going for like $800,000.
Yeah, it's no joke, man. Everyone wants that small town kind of life. I guess Romeo kind of in the sweet spot, not too far. But I remember having a friend live there, like it was like 20 years ago, going up there and going to the Peach Festival, I think it was, and it was like still hadn't hit that critical mass yet.
It really isn't a sweet location if you think about it. Like, you're further enough north that you're not really, like, jammed on top of each other, but you're literally right next to 53 to get to Hall Road in 10 minutes. So that's kind of a sweet spot. And then if you go 10 minutes west, you're in the boonies and country. So I did like growing up there, did like living there, but it just seems like, you know, like you said, that it's just growing so, so fast. I like not having neighbors. I still have one neighbor right now, and that's fine, but I like when I can go outside and not have, you know, people in the front yard, people in the backyard, people in my side yards.
Yeah, I hear you. The street I grew up on, or the road, I should say, is we were on like 20 acres, and it was, you know, a cornfield across the street, woods behind and to the left and to the right was an old farmhouse that was a good 500 yards away, so I missed that.
Yeah, that was my life goal and what we were looking to buy, but like, you want to get anything over 4 acres, you're paying probably close to three-quarter, if not $1 million for it.
Yeah, it's nuts. My family bought the place, 20 acres, and I think it was $87,000, $60,000. And it was half wooded, so you're not going to find deals like that anymore. But I grew up in Marine City, and it's gotten more popular, but it hasn't hit that same popularity that Romeo has, right, where everyone's flocking in big subdivisions that want to follow the place.
Yeah, no, those days are long gone. My buddy just bought 60 acres in Emily City, and I think he spent $300 on it. So it's hard. Can't get land. People got smart. People realize that's what people want, so now it's worth way more money. And I used to treat ponds out in Marine City. I like it out there. It's pretty much, you know, it's country roads. There's a nice grid and hardly anybody out there.
Yeah, you're right. It's been pretty static, you know, for the last 30 years, aside from a few, new homes going on, some open property here and there, but not really any subdivisions where they open it up and pack in, a bunch of homes. But I know that there's some rules in the township that we lived in where a lot, if it was divided, it could only be done every, like, 10 years or something.
I was just going to say that that's one of the reasons we picked Elmont is you can't go smaller than a 2-acre parcel, so there's no mobile home parks, there's no subdivisions, like everyone's got minimum of 2 acres. Go ahead, breaking station.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, whoever the breaking station wants.
I had and he disappeared for a little bit, and he just came back, and I heard him. I just want to say, hi, how are you? Roger, WIUG, wait 8.
Jack, hope you're doing good, man. It's been a long time. Miss talking to you. I'll just tell Randy, I'm making it a point to get back on the air now. I've said it a couple times, but every time I tried, I just got too busy and had to put radios down. So now I'm commuting and I have more time on my hands, so I'll be definitely catching up with you. It's been a very long time. I can't remember the last time I talked on the air, actually, aside from the other day when I tested my HT for my new house.
Oh, no problem. How about you, Randy? How are you doing? How is everything?
Jack, I am doing great. It's the weekend, so I'm ready to lose a little bit, watch Michigan tomorrow, probably lose to Texas, and then I'm excited to watch the Lions Sunday night. And, so that's my big plan. A lot of football, hanging with some friends. Anyways, guys, I'm at my location. I need to run inside. And I'll catch you guys later. This is WRWI357. Out.
Take care. Have a good day. So, Dakota, so now you got to go back to a regular setup, like 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock.
I double with you a bit there. My new job, I work for Priority Waste now, so Monday through Friday I'm in the office.
That's excellent. That is really excellent. With the winter time coming in and all that stuff, that's what I would do, stay in the office for all these days. Anyhow, I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll hear you again anyhow. WIUG 48.
Yeah, for sure, Jack. Good talking to you. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon here. Pick up a new HG, so I plan on bringing it in the truck every day. So talk to you later, man. WRBY 660.
Well, the radio sounds good. I don't know how I'm coming in because I'm downstairs. WRMZ 294.
I'm sure I got a little bit of fry going on because I am at 23 and I'm 53 on an HD, but seems to get my point across. You sound good for being in the basement. A little muffled, if anything.
Yeah, I haven't changed any of my settings yet. It's just the default settings on this thing, so I might have to go through and listen to myself and make some adjustments.
That's also on my list of things I need to do. I need to tune that node, although you guys said I sounded good last night, so maybe I won't change it. And so far, audio reports on the repeaters have been good, so... This might be a radio that I literally don't do anything to other than put the channels in, which I would not be opposed to. I do need to set up APRS though and screw around with that.
Yeah, that's a little overrated now. I don't know, but yeah, it's interesting that you say I sound muffled, so I'll have to go and look at that because the other one doesn't sound muffled enough. I need to copy the settings.
Is the other one accessible?
No, it's down below. But I'll listen to myself on the node, and I'll be able to hear the difference. But that's interesting. It probably just needs to have the treble turned up. I think the other one had the treble up as well.
That might be the trick, so that's exactly what it sounds like. But I am going to jump over to the other side. I'm at 26 and 53 now, and I can tell I'm going to start getting pretty noisy here.
Alrighty. WRMZ 294.
WRBY 620, I'll be clear.
Welcome back to the airway, Dakota.
How's Uncle
Jake going? Say that again, Jack. Sorry, I heard you.
How is Uncle Dave doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Battery's low in this radio, though, so I can't chat too long. I got to get it on the charger, but I was just testing it out before I did that. So I'll be on here a little bit more. I've been taking a little break.
Hi, Dave. Good to hear you. No problem at all. You take care. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. WRMZ 294.
RQC 270.
WRXX 102. Good evening.
WSTF 550 monitoring.
WRVB 690 mobile.
You're not making the system at all, whoever that is. WRQD, CQ4 mobile.
WSDH 380, standing by.
pretty good. How you doing?
I just sat down here to watch the news and maybe get depressed.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it seems it's very seldom we get good news. WSTH 380, standing by.
WSDZ571 radio check.
Your mic is working. Please stop seeing it. WSCI 783, mobile to base. Copy.
WSCI 783, base to mobile, copy.
Yes, this is 783 mobile. What's going on?
Not too much. Haven't heard from Tate yet.
Well, I'm sure she'll be there to take care of business.
Coming in a little staticky.
Yeah, I'm on the outside there, hitting that plus. Oh, man.
Copy that. Defensive to the sud. Just waiting on Case. Over.
All right, very good. Well, I'm on my way to you know where, to play you know what. So, have yourself a good night. Hope you're feeling better. This is WSCI 783 Mobile. I'm clear up your final.
Will do. WSCI 783 out.
WSCI 369.
I'm taking you up off the Detroit receiver pretty clear and said USPS 36.
Copy. WSPG 571. Thank you.
WRSX 102.
What a beautiful night it is here. I guess it would help if I key up before I try talking, eh?
Yeah, generally speaking, that helps a bit.
It's been a long day. 102.
I feel that one, man. I definitely feel that one.
WRHWF478, looking for a test, radio test for new antenna.
WRHWF544, Bobby Sport, Johnny Sir, 2000. Good crystal clear signal.
Thank you, Sheboygan City Bob. This is Howard down in Plymouth. On the Detroit repeater, you're sounding loud and clear here, too. Thank you.
Mitch Howard, happily to help. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRHW 478, clearing station. Thank you.
WRQC270 testing.
WRA42, Scrap Grinder Mobile eastbound.
WRQZ270 testing.
Okay, so they're in Flat Rock 270. A little staticky, but I can understand it.
Trying to see what
antenna I have, what it works best right now. Yeah, I'm just running a little handheld low-shine with every antenna. Sitting here on my couch hitting that repeater in Detroit, 21 miles away.
I'm up in Flushing, going to the Flint repeater on a DB20. Got a GT72 antenna on it.
I'm in Flushing. YA42.
That's in the middle school right now.
That's the cord. I hit the split there, Pearson. Pulling slow, coming through town. I haven't heard anybody on this side of the street in a long time. Most of the fellows are from Muskegon, or up there in the Northern Territory, or down there by the Detroit, but making that 21 miles, Detroit, you're doing good on the handheld. So that's pretty fancy. Yeah, I'm on a mobile, what is it, a KYT8900 or something or other, with my UHF stick up on top of the cap.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the antennas I have are ham, so I've been trying to figure out what work best right now.
Decide whether or not a ham diamond dual band would work for me to give me 2 meter use and then split it for GMRS, but it's been so long I forgot how to tune a doggone diamond antenna NMO. Or do I want to get a 7/8 wave 2 meter whip and run my diplexer and run proper 440 5/8 wave and a 76-inch whip.
I put my Comet SBB5 on it. The SWR was a lot higher than the than this Nagoya antenna. I don't have a proper GMRS antenna for NMO.
I'm probably going to stick to the two antenna. I got a lot of space up there on the roof, so. And that's, I own this truck, so I don't mind drilling holes.
Yeah, unfortunately I have a lease and I don't have that option.
Come down to Detroit. Pop on in. We'll go round robin on this thing. WSCY 842. Go ahead, Detroit.
Machine.
He's lost his hot spot, about 20% in there, but maybe he's got to make a little adjustment.
About my audio, he said I was staticky, but I guess that could be him.
And you're good, too. I was talking about Detroit being noisy. I guess his name was Ed.
All right. I'm going to be doing net control for the siren test tomorrow, so I've been testing out new equipment.
First of the month, energy, isn't it? I didn't even think about it. I've just been busy. I'm coming out of testing. Well, I'm already out of there now. I'm headed back to my other place. I had to drop off a junk shredder and put the truck away and get done for the day.
Yep, it's first Saturday, and we're, Genesee County's doing the, dual nets. We'll have one going on the ham bands and one going on GMRS.
Not bad. I like the idea. Get some of the non-ham folks interested in the public service aspect. Dude, are you serious? I just got passed and then brake checked by a cute little SUV that I almost turned into a bumper ornament. Oh, these people. I'm chooching down Linden Road now.
Cutting across Carpenter over to Elms, but yeah, that's the idea. The Oxcom is not just ham anymore, so getting everybody involved, and yeah, maybe it does bite the itch and get people more on ham too.
Completely agree. GMRS folks have seemingly been going towards studying amateur radio topics. So I hear that when I'm driving quite a bit. All right, well, I got to pull into my next stop here, and I got to check on everything, and then I'm going to pick back up in a few minutes.
I mean, everybody's been kind of, a lot of people that are on GMRS are hams too, so I can see the topic's going that way. But I'll talk to you later. This is WRQC 270.
Good one. This is Travis, WSEY 842. I'll step out of the cab for a minute.
All right.
WSDH 380 monitoring.
All right, 842 mobile.
WSDH 380 monitoring.
It's a lovely evening. It's getting cold out. It's a good evening to work overtime, I say.
All
and I'm waiting for the game to start in San Paulo, Sao Paulo.
Yeah, I'm just whoring myself out, running ad hoc stuff around. So I got a load of shingles, a scrap hauler, loader, and grinding unit. I made one stop to drop, and now I'm making my final run for the evening.
I heard that. Nose to the grindstone, as you say.
I love it. Truck's AC don't work this year. For some reason or another, they thought it was a smart idea to run the compressor clutch through the horn. So I don't have a horn either. But once winter gets here, I'll have heat and a horn again. It's a seasonal disorder.
Hey, copy that. WSTH 380, stand by.
It's eerily calm with traffic today. I would have expected a Friday evening that the towns would be bustling. I took the back roads out of Chesting all the way through Flushing and on the way into Blitt Township, and not too much in the way. I'm just trying to take it easy because we got a little bit of a load going on and I don't need to make a mess.
Yes, keep that rubber side down.
The last leg here, I'll be putting it away as soon as I get all unloaded here. Start again tomorrow morning. I only got a couple things booked in the morning. I think I got to haul some, I got to get some gravel to somebody, and then I got to fetch. If I get that gravel, I gotta fetch a bunch of mulch. So I don't know if I got anything else later. Maybe another backup to Owasso. But with that one, I'm gonna let you out of here. I gotta check in on the other system real quick. This is WSCY 42. Have a great month. Hope the game goes well.
10-4. You have a good evening, and like I said, keep that shiny side up. WSTH 380, signing off.
A42, out of here.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482, monitoring.
WRT 563, stand by.
Hopefully we all stay warm tonight, yes?
weekend. But good football weather for the month. WROL 464.
Echo Golf 482, radio check.
Hear you loud and clear.
Thank you, 482, sir.
WSAA 780, radio getting out.
WRXX 102. Just dropped my microphone in the water, checking to see if it still works.
WROL 464, I got you, Bill.
Thank you much, man. Have a good one.
WSTY 438, on the band. WRXD 901, WSTY 438, Triumph. One more time, WRXD 901. WSTY 438, listen. Somebody got a Motorola. Scratch, scratch. I don't even call that a Roger beat. WSTY 438, Shepherd, Michigan, Southeast Isabella County, in the corner.
Well, how are you doing this afternoon? WRUG 48.
Hello, Jack. How are you doing there? Doing good. Unwinding. I still got to mow some lawn tomorrow about 8 inches, but that will be nothing. Big old lawnmower. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, but it's getting cold tonight. You got to drop to 54.
Oh, I love it. I'm the first one to sweat, so this cold weather's good for me. Then when it gets down past 32, I start crying again.
Did it rain last night by you there?
Yes, sir. We had rain.
Oh, we had a lot of rain here. I don't know, but it was heavy too. Roger.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, we had a little bit through the day there yesterday too, so we got enough to put the dust down for a while.
Oh, that's good. You're sounding good here, Roger.
Yes, you too. You're always loud and clear up here. Right here in the center. We're about center of the mitten there. St. Louis, Michigan is the central spot in Michigan, so we're probably about 5 miles from there, the way the bird flies is northwest.
I'm almost by 23 mile in John R. Roger.
So what in John R?
23 mile in John R.
Okay, Roger, Roger. I don't remember Rochester Hills. I grew up, we moved out of the Detroit area back in 73. I was in Utica and Rochester. My brother-in-law, he was the captain of the football team for Rochester, and so was my nephew, which my nephew was older than I am. My mom was 38 when I was born, and my sister was 18 when he was born, so he's older than I am.
That's good. Anyhow, good to hear you back, and always welcome to talk to you, and you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Alrighty, we didn't catch any of that repeater took you out there. I think you signed out of there. I'm Detroit, and I lived on 14 Mile on Crooks. We lived in Clawson.
Well, about 10 years ago, I used to live in Oak Park. Roger.
Roger, Roger. We had Royal Oak Raptor. and calling on the other side.
Well, I'm not too far from Troy, the end of Troy. I'm not too far from it. Roger?
Roger, Roger. I have a niece that lives over there by you somewhere, Rochester Hills.
Yeah, it's a good city. It's a very good city, and it's a clean city. Roger?
Roger, Roger. Yep. They're kind of cleaning it up even down in Detroit there. We was used to go down there to the football games there before COVID. Looked like they're doing a lot of fixing that big city up.
I never been in Detroit in 25 years, so I don't know what it looked like.
I'm Michigan born and raised here, so I love Michigan. Top to bottom, we get all of it.
All my life I've been in Michigan.
Born and raised. My home.
All right, buddy, you take care and you have a good evening. I got to go get something to drink. Catch you later. WIUG 488.
All righty, Jack. Well, I got to watch how much I drink. You have a good night there. WSDY 438. Thank you for the shout. You have a good night.
Yeah, no problem. I just got to watch a movie. It's John Wayne on, so I just gotta watch my my good friend John Wayne. Roger.
Roger on that. Sounds good.
All right, take care. WIUG 48.
WSDY 438. We're listening. Thanks again.
M94 mobile and monitoring.
WSDY 517 for radio.
I think you said 517. Hello, 517. WSDY 438. Up here by the Soren Eagle Casino. Dan, Delta Elf 1 November. You're coming in good. We hear you. It's a little scratchy, a little steady coming in with you, but hearing you up here in Mount Pleasant area.
Here you are, loud and clear. No static at all, so you're putting in here. So I appreciate the radio report.
Most of that got taken out by the repeater there. They were telling the time was 9 o'clock.
Right on. I was just acknowledging that you're booming in here real good. Can hear you loud and clear. So, and I appreciate the report.
All right, you have a great night and have a good weekend. It's just getting started, so we appreciate the show getting back here, too. So WSDY 438 up around Mount Pleasant. We're a little bit southeast of Mount Pleasant, but right around that Sword Eagle Casino. Everybody knows where that's at.
Yeah, I actually know exactly where that's at. I'm coming in from Ferndale, Michigan, hitting the I can either hit that or the Detroit one. Sometimes both, depending on, you know, conditions, but good to know that I can hit this still.
Oh, roger. Real good there. Wish I could get your numbers. It is a little bit scratchy there, but I definitely heard you in Ferndale. Tell them back there. See if I can get your numbers or your call sign.
Sure, that was WSDD. WSDD. That's right for that. Whiskey. Steven, Delta, 517.
You say 547?
517.
I didn't get that. But I heard Ferndale, that's for sure. I'll remember that. What's your personal?
Alpha, Delta, Alpha, Michael.
Adam?
That is correct, sir. And maybe you can hear me a little bit better. I'm trying to see my front yard a little bit. That might be a little bit better. Blocking my way in the backyard.
Oh yeah, it is getting better right there.
Right on. So yeah, this is validating there. Sign is WSDD517.
WSDD517. Roger. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. We got now. We'll put you in the book here. WSDY, Whiskey Sugar, Damn Yankee, or what, Delta Yankee, 438.
WSDY 438, I got it. Well, I appreciate making the contact. I'll put you in my log as well. I'm going to 73 for now. WSDD 517 out.
Yeah, 7:30 there. You have a great weekend. We'll be clear with you. WSDY 438. We're listening.
If you're 65 out of Detroit, that might be a little bit closer to you.
WSDD 517. Yeah, actually, it turns out that's the one I was using on the McComb repeater, but it turns out, yeah, I'm on Detroit 625 right now.
Okay, yeah. This is WSDM 94. I'm out of Dearborn Heights. I'm going to be a little bit closer. Coming in scratchy a little bit on my IMQ, but McComb may be closer to you, I'm not sure.
You're coming a little bit scratchy for me. Hold on one moment. I'm going to try hitting the McComb repeater. Alright, this is WSDD 517 hitting the McComb repeater. Am I coming in any better?
Yeah, I got you a lot clearer on the McComb repeater. That's
right on. Yeah, you're still coming in a little bit scratchy. There's a good amount of static there. I can kind of somewhat make you out, though.
You're getting bigger here all the time in Mount Pleasant, Adam.
That's good to hear. I know it's repeater 10 right now, so thank you for that.
WSYD 438.
All I got in that last little bit was a whole lot of static, but I'm going to call it a night for now. WSDD 517, going clear.
WSAP 296 out of Ohio, you got a copy.
Yeah, you're real friendly, Ohio. I'm in Flat Rock.
Roger that on the Flat Rock from Old Carver, Ohio, South Shore Lake Erie, on my day to step.
Yeah, hey, all right. I'm on a handheld going across Lake Erie there, I guess. So.
Yeah, roger that. Coming in for the kids. That's a good signal on you guys.
They're a little scratchy, but it could be me. I'm on a handheld and air conditioners all over the place.
Yeah, roger that. That's permanent. Yeah, I had a good copy on sounded like that one guy was in home, but I had a good copy on him as well.
Yeah, good deal. Alright. Alright, man. Have a good night. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH 780.
Standing by. Good night, thanks for coming back to Dragon, Ohio, WSAD 296.
WSDH 380, listening.
How's everybody doing? WRGP 736. Just got back into the States, cut through Canada, was in Niagara Falls, New York, dropped a job off.
That would be a real good night if these Packers lose.
I hope Packers lose.
Don't like the Eagles either, but I'd rather them win. Less of the two Eagles, I guess.
Tigers had an awesome game last night.
Yeah, grand slam, top of the ninth. That was good stuff.
Yep, it was. Kept them from getting swept there. They got a good reliever, too, there. They beat that. He's one of the better relievers in the league.
Yeah, that's for sure. He has been here a hard time. 98-99 mile an hour.
Kind of late to stay up, but I'm going to do it again tonight to watch them play the Giants. Hopefully they're all fired up from that game.
Yeah, I think they're playing the A's tonight. I'm watching football, and I'm going to have that on delay, so I'm going to watch that after the football game. It's too tough to toggle between the two because it's different half.
Kind of copy that. Where's that game in Brazil? Is that the one they're playing down in Brazil?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
I'll have to turn that on and see what's going on. Yeah, not a Green Bay fan. All of us Michiganders are Lion fans, so I'm not sure where you're at. We got a lot of Ohio coming up to around this thing, so could be a Cleveland fan, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in Flat Rock, just by Monroe County, which touches Toledo. I worked in Maumee for quite a long time for Ford Motor Company. I lived in Michigan. I was a Michigan fan. They were Ohio State fans. It was a good time.
That's awesome. Good deal. Yep. That's cool. Yeah, it's hard to be in over here in Michigan. We're getting better times with the Lions now, but has a long, hard dry spell forever.
Hey, tell me about it. I'm 66 years old, man.
We are the same age here in a few days. September 22nd there, I'll be the same age you are.
Okay. Yeah, I was born in 58. The stadium, all that stuff, man. We used to have the biggest Lions and Titans stadium back in Lombardi, Mount Far days, like, you know, stuff.
Oh, I hear ya. I got a picture of Lombardi. I'm with you. I'm in the city. He come to the suite we was in. My brother owns a factory. They rent out a suite there at Ford Fieldhouse or whatever. When COVID came there, that kind of erased all that good stuff there. But, yeah, we used to get a suite up there in Ford Fieldhouse every year. One day, game a year. It was awesome. Yep, Lynn Barney. Got a picture of him with me. Or him, me with him, put it that way. There's a whole bunch of us with him.
That's good stuff, man. That brings bad memories, I'll tell you what. They didn't win a whole lot, but they made things interesting most of the time.
Yeah, the good old days. I can't believe they went by so fast. I feel like I'm 18, but my body, when I go to move there, it tells me you're an old man.
Yeah, tell me about it. 30 years Ford Motor Company here. I retired about 4 years ago. I'm aching and paining. It hurts to play golf, but I do it.
Yeah, keep moving, brother. Yeah, don't ever say that. I hear you. I'm going to go mow my brother's lawn tomorrow. He takes care of me, so I take care of his lawn. I'll get bounced around that lawnmower for 4 hours tomorrow, and I'll be crying like a little baby when I get home when everybody feels sorry for me.
Man, I already do feel sorry for you just thinking about it. All right, man, I'll let you get back to it. I'm going to get back to it. And we'll talk at you later, I'm sure. This is Matt Flatline. FKH.
Alrighty, we got a whole wave of static when you said that, darn it. But we'll catch you in there again there. WSDY 438, I'm always on here, so we're going to hook up again here, I'm sure.
Thanks for a good night. Good talking to you. WSDY 438. Copy. Again, at station 296, which is WSAD 29. This is WIUG 88, copy.
WSAD 296, Jack, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, Greg, how are you, man? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Oh, we're doing good down here, Jack. Just enjoying the end of summer, man, trying to get everything done and enjoy the warm weather yet while we got it.
Roger, tonight is a cold night. It's going to drop down to 54 here in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, it's cooling right off down here, too. And I think they said tomorrow night the low is like 44. That sounded like fall to me.
Roger that, Greg. Yeah, I've never heard from you in a long time. Were you busy?
Yeah, Roger that. Busy working a lot. Been out during my way down to the set on vacation this week, so about 5 miles away from the house, so I wasn't on the radio a whole lot.
Hi, Greg. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG48, clear.
Yeah, Jack, back right back at you. And good hearing from you, sir. WSAD 296, be clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10 monitoring.
This is WRXA448, mobile and monitoring.